Welcome to the Girl Scout Advantage podcast, a podcast where we educate, empower, and share the stories of the Girl Scout experience. Join us to rediscover the magic of leadership, teamwork, and personal discovery. The Girl Scout Advantage, a podcast where you will learn how the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan creates successful girls for today who will become the leaders of our tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Girl Scout Advantage podcast. I'm your host, Brenna West, and I am so excited to be chatting today with Kelsey Moberg, who is a lifelong Girl Scout, a lifelong Camp Lyndon aficionado. And we're going to chat today about what she loves so much about Girl Scouts and about volunteering for Girl Scouts. So, Kelsey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks. Hello.
So to get us started, would you mind just telling our audience a little bit about you?
Sure. So I've been involved in Girl Scouting for, as you said, basically my whole life. I joined at age 6, going into first grade, back when Brownies started in first grade. I went all the way through high school, and I grew up going to Camp Lyndon. Started with daddy-daughter weekends, still my favorite program we ever do at camp. Did the CIT, or counselor in training program. And I worked at camp for 5 summers, camp named Nana. And then I went to leading a Girl Scout troop. They actually just graduated high school, so I'm going to really miss those girls. They are awesome girls. Gonna have to find some new ones. But I also am a teacher. I teach reading intervention for upper elementary. So I love working with kids and doing all sorts of different things with the Girl Scouts. Oh, and I'm also a trainer. So I help the adult leaders learn how to be better troop leaders.
Awesome. Many hats that you wear, huh?
Yes.
I love it. If you could transport us back in time to little baby girl Kelsey, when you were first coming to Camp Lyndon, first, you know, joining as a Girl Scout, what were you like then? And what do you feel like being a Girl Scout as a girl helped you to do or be or become?
So I was a really quiet kid and never really the one to speak up in front of a group and share my opinion. And like, it took a long time to get to know me. And being in Girl Scouts really taught me how to be confident and speak up and how to jump into the conversation when I had a thought and how to get myself in there. Being a fairly polite kid, I wouldn't want to step on anyone's toes, but how to make it known that I had a thought to share. And like, being independent. I was already pretty independent when I saw my brothers do something. Well, guess what? I'm doing that too. Too bad. But doing things on my own and having that space to figure things out, and just a million other little things that I learned along the way.
Yeah, it seems like Girl Scouts really helped to shape who you are today, which is really cool. What are some of your favorite memories looking back? You know, the moments when you were a girl in Girl Scouting that you look back and go, oh my gosh, this was the best, or this really sums it up.
Gosh, I remember going to camp with my troop some point in elementary school. One of the other girls brought this blue lipstick that obviously we were all obsessed with. And those silly little moments where it's not about the big lesson, that just being kids together and hanging out. Or I remember going to resident camp, and I loved all the activities, but the best moment was almost that point in the evening where we were all going to bed in our tent and we turned the light out and then we keep talking. You have some of the best conversations when you feel like you can be a little more honest with your friends because they can't see you. Those are some of the moments I really remember from growing up in Girl Scouting. It's just those little moments where we were silly together or being really honest with each other that I go back to and remember from being kids.
And why do you think those little moments, and I'll put quotation marks around, you know, the word little there, why do you think those moments are so profound and important for a Girl Scout to experience?
So much of our time is spent trying to have the big moments that the little things are overlooked, but that's where the memories are actually made. That's where years later you go back and talk about those little moments. Like, I could talk to a member of my troop from that time and say, remember that blue lipstick? And that's the moment we'll remember, not whatever badge we're working on. Even though the badges were fun and we liked it, we'll remember the blue lipstick. And we'll remember that feeling of being together in the tent. So that's why those quote unquote little moments are so important, because that's where the memories are actually made.
Yeah, those little moments are really the home of the magic. And those little moments are where we see the courage, the confidence, the character of Girl Scouting really come to light. You know, it's like the moment with the blue lipstick and being so silly and like laughing hysterically. And I could just picture the scene in my head, like as you were talking about the blue lipstick, of like what probably transpired, you know. And it's like, yeah, that silly, ridiculous moment. It's a moment where a girl gets to step outside of her norm and be confident and just like not care about what people might think because she's in this safe place with her best friends in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And so I love the way that you phrased it with those little moments. And I wanted to mention that because sometimes our volunteers feel this pressure to create the big magical moments. And it's like,
right,
sometimes the little magical moments are everything and more. So at what point do you remember a time, I guess I should say, where you were like, I'm gonna work at camp one summer, or I'm going to be a Girl Scout volunteer? Do you ever remember like having that moment where you thought that?
I don't know that it was a specific moment. It was always just like the next logical step of, well, I want to be a counselor in training. And then, well, I did that. Now I want to be a camp staff member. And like having people ahead of me in those roles that I wanted to be like. I remember Smiley in particular. She was a CIT ahead of me a few years, and I wanted to be like her because she was really cool. And Egg, she worked at Camp Linden for many years, and she was just fabulous and had all of the camp silliness and could lead a camp song. So just having those people that were a bit older than me that I wanted to be like was what motivated me to want to take that next step. And I also always just knew that I wanted Girl Scouts to be a part of my life. Yeah.
It sounds like you knew from a young age that you wanted Girl Scouting to be part of your life. So what made you so certain about that?
Partly it's just the community of Girl Scouting. You go up to another Girl Scout and you know some things about her, some basic things she believes, some basic knowledge she has about the Girl Scout world. And also, Girl Scouts are generally fun to be around and generally nice people overall. And like the sort of people that I want to be around. I just always knew that that's the sort of person that I wanted to be around and wanted to be like. So
That is wonderful. And it's really powerful, you know, because not everyone has an experience like that in their lives, that they know, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that they want to continue this experience. So that's really, really powerful. Now, I want to backtrack a little bit to one thing that you mentioned. So you mentioned the smiley character, this egg character, you know, that you are Nana, that's your camp name. Can you talk to our audience a little bit about like camp names and what they are, maybe how you got your camp name and share that story?
Sure. So I'll start with my camp name, Nana. So I got my camp name at 14 when I started the CIT program. So my family is very Scandinavian and I wanted a name from Norse mythology. So we had a book of Norse mythology and went back to the list of characters. And Nana was one of them. And she's known for being very loyal and caring, which are things that I think I am. So that's how I got Nana. And then in general, camp names are a long tradition within Girl Scouts and camp in general. There are a few reasons why we have them. Partly, it started with Juliet, the founder of Girl Scouts. She went by Daisy. That was her childhood nickname. So partly to honor that tradition of Daisy, and also a little bit for privacy, so that not everyone and their mother can find camp staff online in this modern age. And it's also kind of a step between. So something that is less formal than saying Miss Moberg, but a little more formal than saying Kelsey, my first name. So it's something a little in between those. And it's just kind of fun and silly. So people get their names from all sorts of different places. Sometimes it's something they like, or something they like to do, or something that's just random. I know Egg, she had shaved her head one summer because her friend, I think the story was that her friend had cancer and had to shave their head. And then she did too. And then she looked like an egg. So she became Egg. One of my good camp friends is Pickles and she loves pickles. Surprise. Or, Wolf or Sunny or any random thing you like.
Yeah, my camp name happens to be Coffee because I am a big coffee fan. So it's so special, the stories about camp names and how they originate. And I think it's such a fun part of Girl Scout camp culture, you know. So I love to hear that story. So tell us a little bit about like when you decided that you wanted to be a troop leader and when you decided that you wanted to facilitate this Girl Scout experience for girls. Can you tell us about like, you know, where you were in your life and how you made that decision, kind of what that looked like?
So I was kind of at an in-between stage, in between college and finding a full-time job. So partly it was, this is an ongoing thing that I can be doing and telling people, hey, this is a thing I'm actively doing that is within the realm of the job I want to do with teaching. And I just know how valuable the troop experience is from growing up. And having that group of girls that you know from kindergarten or first grade that you know they have your back. So I wanted to help more girls have that experience. And I wanted to make sure that was available to people.
I love that. And, you know, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that you don't have to be the parent of a Girl Scout in order to volunteer. Can you share a little bit about that experience and, you know, how I know it's so important to you to kind of pay it forward and provide this experience for girls. And I think it's extra special that you're doing this because it's so meaningful to you, not just because you're, you know, parent of a girl. Can you talk a little bit about that and, you know, why someone who isn't a parent should consider volunteering for Girl Scouts?
As someone who does not have a kid, that's something important to me for people to understand that you don't have to have kids to be involved. And it's valuable to me because this is something that I like doing. And it's not just sacrifice being spending my time doing this. It's actively really fun to hang out with these kids. And I get to do cool things because I'm leading. On my own, I might not go to the zoo or go to a museum or have different adventures, but because I am leading a troop, I get to do these fun things with some cool people. They might be 20 years younger than me, but they're still cool people. You know, even when they're wild and in first grade, they're pretty fun. And they're going to do things that make you laugh. Because at some point, there's nothing funnier than a six-year-old who thinks they're funny.
Totally. And even those wild six-year-olds, you'll learn things from them too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about us teaching our girls things. It's like the girls teach us so much about ourselves too. And I'm so glad that you mentioned, you know, it's not, being a troop leader isn't just this like, oh, terrible sacrifice of all this work that I have to do. It's also like a really amazing experience that you get so much out of.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about some of those benefits and some of those reasons why people might really enjoy their Girl Scout volunteer experience outside of just wanting to give back? Like, what are some of those things that an adult gets out of Girl Scout experience?
So I've gotten some really good friends out of it too. Like a lot of the trainers, we're good friends. And we'll even hang out sometimes, and outside of just doing Girl Scouts, like during the pandemic, a couple of times we were able to go up to Linden for the day and hang out outside. And that was really valuable to be able to actually have that community you could call on to, hey, I am not doing great here. I need some friends to hang out with. And leadership experience, being able to have that experience is great when, you know, you're trying new things out. Like I might try things out on my troop, then I take to my classroom, or try out a new way of leading a certain discussion that you could use elsewhere. And my first job outside of Girl Scouts, all of my stories were from Girl Scouts. Every example for them asking whatever question in the job interview was, this one time at Girl Scout camp, I did this. So basically got me my first job outside of Girl Scout world. And just learning all the same things the girls are learning, like how to be more confident in yourself and how to have courage and how to be more honest with people and all those same things we're teaching the girls. Guess what? You're learning them too. So there's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's so powerful to hear. And, you know, I think one thing that I see is really common for young adult women is struggling with making friends post high school or post college.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that people don't really talk about until you're in the thick of it. And then it's like, oh my gosh, how do I make friends when you're not in school and surrounded by, or you're not in Girl Scouts anymore, surrounded by a whole slew of people, you know, the same age, same interest, all of that. Yeah. So I think it's so powerful that you have built these really meaningful friendships that it sounds like they've gotten you through some tough times.
Yeah. And it's also really a range of age and job and all sorts of things. Like, yes, I made friends with the troop parents who were all kind of a similar age to each other, but especially joining the trainers, it's people from early 30s to in their 70s and all sorts of different careers and ways of getting into Girl Scouting. Some of them, like Leo, she grew up in Girl Scouting. Leo's another one of our fabulous trainers. And hearing her stories from going to Marywood in, I think, the 70s, they did some wild things. And then, oh, talking to leaders who are younger than me, and wow, that's how it changed since I was in Scouts. So that's a different experience. So just that range of different people you get to meet is really cool.
And probably a lot of them you wouldn't have encountered if it weren't for Girl Scouts, you know?
Definitely not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so special to have this shared bond with other people who are maybe some of them, like I've met some people in Girl Scouts that you have that feeling like, oh my gosh, we're the same person and we were just meant to be friends, like the universe conspired for this. But then you meet other people that you're like, oh my gosh, we have nothing in common and I adore you and I love talking to you and I love learning from you, you know, like these really rich relationships that you just simply would not find elsewhere. The other thing that you mentioned when you were talking about the benefits is, you know, the fact that the skills that you learned in Girl Scouts helped you to get your first, you know, full-time job outside of Girl Scouts. That is so powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't know that. People truly do not know that when you are involved in Girl Scouts as an adult volunteer, yes, you're pouring into our girls and, you know, encouraging them to grow and helping them build all these skills. But along the way, like, you're pouring that same into yourself too, you know? Mm-hmm. Are there other things that come to mind that you're like, yeah, I was never skilled in this, or I never knew how to do this until I was a Girl Scout leader or a trainer or a, you know, camp helper, any of your Girl Scout hats?
Certainly I've had to learn how to tie some knots, to teach outdoor skills. Kind of in general, I didn't know how to like be loud enough to speak in front of people. Naturally, I'm a very soft-spoken person, but working at camp and volunteering at camp, I learned how to make my voice literally loud enough to be heard.
I mean, that's a pretty powerful one. Especially, I think we have all had experiences in our life where you feel shy and small and you feel like people can't hear you, whether physically can't hear you or, you know, metaphorically can't hear you. Mm-hmm. And building those skills to be able to, you know, raise your voice and learn to advocate for yourself, even in small, you know, seemingly simple ways, that's really powerful. What is something that you wish people knew about volunteering for Girl Scouts?
Well, it's really fun. And also, there's more than one way to do it. Just like within a Girl Scout troop, there's more than one way to have a troop. There's more than one way to be a leader or be involved with Girl Scouts, because not everyone has the same skills. For me, being a troop leader was a great fit because I like working with kids. And I have that knowledge set of how to do that. But not everyone knows how to work with kids or even likes it. But they still want to support the Girl Scout program. So you can help with the area. So every city within Girl Scouting is called the area. And generally there's area leadership that helps organize the troops in that city. So you could help be part of that team where you're helping run events or maybe helping with the banking if you're really good with numbers, or helping with the adults talking through problems. And there's all sorts of different things. Or even if you don't have the time to commit to meeting every week with a troop, that's a big thing, especially for younger women, like people in college or just out of college. They might not have the time to commit to being that regular troop leader. They can be a special guest and help teach the local troops a specific skill, or be the assistant troop leader and come when you can, or things like that, where it doesn't have to be that script of you want to be involved in Girl Scouts, have a kid, be a troop leader. That's how you're involved. You could be involved with being a cookie manager, helping with the products at various levels. So that's what I want people to know, is there's many ways to be involved in Girl Scouts. It isn't just one thing.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because there are so many volunteer roles available that make such a significant impact on our Girl Scouts and, you know, really help us to grow Girl Scouts and facilitate a really meaningful, impactful experience for girls.
Yeah.
People just don't know that, you know. One example that I'll share is, you know, if you have a specific skill set that you're like really good at, honestly, anything under the sun, there's probably a Girl Scout badge that fits right in with that. So for example, I am super passionate about public speaking. I used to teach public speaking at a university. And so every once in a while, a troop will ask me to come and facilitate a public speaking workshop so they can earn their public speaker cadet badge. And that is like the best thing ever, you know, yeah, because I get to volunteer that time and spend time with those girls sharing something that I'm passionate about, that they get to learn about, that they get excited about. And no matter what your areas of expertise or your passions are, there are opportunities like that to be able to share mm-hmm. that with girls. So yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. You know, it's not just the one size fits all troop leader role. You know, there are many ways to give back and support Girl Scouts. Kind of wrapping up a little bit, Kelsey, if you could tell someone thinking about joining Girl Scouts one thing, whether, you know, and specifically we'll gear the message towards an adult who maybe is just like you, they're thinking about finding a way to give back and they're looking for this positive community to be involved in. What would you tell them?
I would tell them to think about what they enjoy doing in life and see what they could share with other people. And also, it's not as scary as it sounds. We really are pretty nice people. We're pretty approachable and we're always looking for new people to help. So just kind of jump in, ask around. And you'll probably find someone who really needs a helping hand. So just take the leap.
I love it. What solid advice. Take the leap. And there's going to be some opportunity that's what you're looking yeah. for, no matter what your skill set is. So yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else that you were hoping to share or chat about today that we didn't get to that you'd like to share?
Camp is awesome. Go to camp because it's magical, and look for those in between spaces for that magic.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That is wonderful advice. Yeah, that's good life advice. You know, that magic in the in between spaces. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much for joining me today. It was so fun to chat with you and hear, you know, about your Girl Scout story and why this organization is so important to you. And thank you so much for everything you give to our organization and everything you do to empower our girls. I so appreciate you.
Thank you.
Of course, of course. To all of our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please be sure to do so by clicking the beautiful subscribe button that you see, and then be sure to leave us a rating and a review. This will really help the podcast to grow and reach more people who might really need to hear a message like Kelsey's, you know, the story of someone who gives so graciously of herself and receives so much in return as well. From there, go ahead and share this episode and tag a friend who might love this story. Maybe tag one of your Girl Scout besties from when you were growing up, because you never know who might be wanting to hear a story like this today. Thanks again for joining us. Until next time, be bold, be brave, and leave each place a whole lot better than you found it. So easily, that is our way. We change the world.